Hello everybody and welcome back to Gawler Event Watch. My name's Cody Davies. While we were at the Gawler Rotary Village Fair, we had a look around the stalls to see what kind of people are setting up stalls at this fair, and we found there's a few charity groups, a bit of awareness raising, and some other quite interesting people, like a historical reenactment society for Australia in World War I. So, we've taken a few interviews. Myself and Marilyn went around, and these are the interviews we got. We're here with the Barossa and Lighthorse Historical Association. Hi.
G'day, I'm Bruce Naismith. I'm the secretary of the association.
So, what is this?
Okay, we're a military historical reenactment group.
Yeah.
So, basically, the troop portray light horsemen of World War I, so that's 1914 to 1919. The troopers supply their own uniform and horses, but the troop collectively accumulates World War I militaria.
Yep.
Most of it we tend to fabricate.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it gets knocked around a bit on displays, but we try to get it as authentic as possible when we do fabricate the bits and pieces.
So have you got some authentic stuff? Do people donate, like, their grandparents' stuff? Or
yeah, we've had people donate various items of uniform and
yeah.
equipment. What we find, though, most of the authentic uniform is quite small. They were only very tiny men back then.
Yeah.
So a lot of it we can't use as such for the troopers to wear, but we do use it for display items.
Yeah.
Most of the equipment and all the leatherwork and uniforms are all reproduction, and they're purchased interstate. So, and they're fairly as close to the mark as you can get these days.
So how did this get started? How long has this been going?
It started in 1983.
Oh yeah.
When a group of horsemen got together and thought that it would be a good idea to. Keep the memory alive.
Yeah.
So we do the training and the drill. So we get the horses riding in formation, and we practice that, get the horses settled with each other. And as I say, in South Australia, it's been going since 81. Across Australia, there's probably 800 light horsemen. There's various reenactment groups in the eastern states. They're very strong over there.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're all part of the National Association. There's a National Australian Light Horse Association, so we're all affiliated with that, and there's and that provides very strong guidelines for authentication of uniform and when to wear certain periods of uniform, things like that.
All right, thanks for your time.
No, you're welcome.
So we're here with Kim from the Gawler District College Children's Centre. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you going?
So what is it you're raising money for here?
Today we're raising funds for our occupational and speech therapists who work at the centre and also at the LCI Hewitt Centre. And we're hoping to raise some funds for them to help with their groups, which help the children with their speech and also their physical development.
All right, and how's it been doing? It's
been really good today. The people have been fantastic. We've raised over $250 today. So we're really pleased with that, and that'll be able to help us with a lot of some equipment for the therapists, but also some resources that they need as well.
So what benefits does getting this therapist have for the children?
Well, by providing extra small groups and therapy groups for the children, it just helps them when they're getting ready for preschool and school. Helps them just get that extra support that they might need if they're struggling with some speech issues or some developmental issues. But also helping them to feel more comfortable and self-confident in what they're doing.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
We're at the Rotary Fair, and I'm at the stall with the raising money for cardiac. And it seemed to me an awful... It seemed ridiculous that people are selling things at $1 and $3 and little bits and pieces to buy cardiac equipment for the Gawler Hospital. That just seemed amazing. And the person I'm speaking to is Ray Lee Johnson, who is chairperson of Heartbeat Inc., which I presume is mainly a fundraising group.
No.
Ray Lee?
I'm chairperson of Gawler Heartbeat Branch. Heartbeat was originally founded in Whyalla, 30 years ago, and it was for reassurance to give to people who were cardiac patients.
Uh-huh.
So after their operation, when they need a little bit of comfort, reassurance and guidance, that's what Heartbeat was for. It also provides cardiac equipment for the local hospitals. If it's our branch is Gawler, so we work with the Gawler Health Service for cardiac equipment. And we're 25 years old, our branch.
So you got started soon after it began?
Yes, soon after it began. And we're just about to make another presentation to the Gawler Hospital of $12,000 of equipment.
Wow.
For two vital sign monitors for paediatric use.
Goodness me.
So, yes.
How long has it taken you to raise that money?
The $140,000 that we've raised is over the 25 years.
Yes, what about the $12,000?
No, probably just over 12 months.
My goodness.
We work on donations.
Yes.
We sell bingo tickets at the local Foodland store. Our Badge Day collection in Gawler. And we're very, very appreciative of the Rotary Club of Gawler sponsoring and organising this village fair.
Yes.
Because that's probably another $1,500 that we'll raise today.
Well, that is just brilliant.
All the money we raise stays in Gawler, and there's an absolute minimum of administration costs.
Yeah, because you're all volunteers.
We're all volunteers, yes. So that's my story of Heartbeat.
Thank you so much for talking with us
and
today.
I think Gawler community appreciate the work that we do, and it's appreciated that we keep the money in Gawler.
Yeah,
it doesn't go any further than Gawler.
That's great.
And the equipment we've donated all has a little tag on it to say where it came from, so people can see that the equipment
Oh, thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for letting me giving me the opportunity to tell people all about Heartbeat.
Thank you.
We're here with Chris from Zonta, who's here at the park with the stall. What's happening here with the stall?
Zonta International is a women's service group, and we've been raising money for some of our local and international projects. So our funds go towards breast cushions for women who've had vasectomy. We have boxes of things for women who've left domestic violence. And we have birthing kits that we make up for women in mostly African and Asian countries that don't have access to a safe and healthy birthing environment. So we've been selling books and selling raffle tickets and raising money for that today.
And how's that been going?
It's been very good, a very nice steady stream, and people have been very happy to support us.
What would be involved in a birthing kit?
A birthing kit starts out with a piece of plastic so that they don't have to give birth on the floor or on dirt. It has gloves, it has sterile cloths for cleaning the woman, little sterile facilities to cut the cord and tie the cord. And the training also for the local midwives.
Thanks.
Thank you.